This is State House Week, a look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. Steps to provide equitable funding for South Carolina's public schools have been high on the legislature's agenda this year. After the state Supreme Court ruled in the Abbeville case in 2014 that the state was not adequately funding education, lawmakers have been focusing on remedies. This week, the House's Budget Writing Committee passed a bill that would allow the state to borrow up to $200 million a year to help school districts better maintain schools. That would be especially important for schools in small rural areas that struggle financially. House leaders have approached remedies for those school districts covered in the Abbeville suit by looking at improvements that could apply to all districts in the state. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Brian White of Anderson.
I think it's a good response of not just Abbeville, but school facilities in general. And I think that's the end goal is to look at all school facilities, not just those within a plaintiff's district that was in a lawsuit.
Other remedies in the works. Next year's state budget currently calls for an increase in education spending of over $215 million to see the amount the state spends to educate each student increase by $130. The budget is also expected to contain teacher pay raises of 3 or 4%. State senators took one more shot at a roads funding bill this week. Led by President Pro Tem and Committee Chairman Hugh Leatherman, the Finance Committee finally seemed to coalesce around a bill that would rearrange some budgeting practices that could ultimately allow the state, through long-term borrowing, to come up with over $4 billion over a 10-year period for road and bridge construction. DOT told senators that amount of money could fix major problems on the interstate highways and rebuild some 400 substandard bridges. Columbia's Joel Lurie was among those senators cautioning the bill is still short of the elusive long-term solution needed for road funding.
But if we can take these dollars and leverage them and put those into a dilapidated infrastructure system that is in desperate need of repair, it gives us a bigger infusion short-term. Long-term, we will still be faced with finding a solution.
The new roads bill will have to clear the full Senate next week in order to be considered by the House this session. Buford Senator Tom Davis is accustomed to going it alone in the Senate at times. Many credit his filibusters the past 2 years with stopping a gas tax increase. Davis has also worked for the past 2 years for a so-called medical marijuana bill that would allow doctor-prescribed uses of cannabis oil to help patients with severe symptoms from an array of medical conditions. The bill died in the Senate's Medical Affairs Committee. Law enforcement opposed it. So now, each day the Senate is in session, Davis goes to the well and tells a brief story of a sufferer in the state.
I rise again today to put a human face on the inability for doctors to authorize their patients to access certain cannabis medications. Senator Peel of the
Davis says he feels he has an obligation to those sufferers who were depending on the bill passing.
It falls on me. I mean, I've been the author of this bill. I've been the one that chaired the subcommittee to hear the stories. I've been the ones that has reassured individuals that this is something that would get done. And so I do feel a personal obligation to get it across the finish line.
Davis says he thinks his daily remarks are influencing the Senate on the issue. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us again next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.